This is CPR and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Abortion's rights advocates in Colorado are outraged by a draft of a Supreme Court opinion that was leaked yesterday. It suggests the court is poised to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case in the coming months. Denver resident Mango Grace was one of more than 100 people at a rally outside the state capitol building this afternoon.
This affects me, like, biologically. This affects everybody around me, like, whether or not you're, whatever reproductive parts you have, this is going to affect you. And this is going to, like, it's going to steamroll a bunch of other court cases that have won our rights.
Colorado's Democratic lawmakers have pledged to protect abortion rights in the state. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law on Monday, making Juneteenth an official state holiday. It marks the day in 1865 when the final enslaved people in the U.S. found out that slavery had ended after the Civil War. State Representative Leslie Herod attended the bill signing at Cleo Parker Robinson Dance in Denver. She co-sponsored the bill and says the holiday has tremendous significance.
For me, Juneteenth is about more than just the liberation of slaves. It's about the continued fight for our freedom, and the Juneteenth celebration will honor that.
The holiday is celebrated on June 19th. Now, state workers will get a paid day off, and Herod expects students will also learn about the history of Juneteenth in school. Last year, it became a federal holiday. The CORE Act got its first U.S. Senate vote in committee today, but that vote ended up in a tie. Democrats and Republicans split among party lines when considering a Colorado public lands bill that would put added protections on approximately 400,000 acres of land in the state. This is CPR and KRCC. Thanks for joining us. Stick around.